The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God is good all the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Once again, we are welcome to the 78th day of a 100-day prayer marathon, Hour of Perazim.
Today is the
78th day, our evening session, and we are still dealing with Let My Battles End by Solomon's Sacrifice. My battles end by Solomon's sacrifice stroke altar.
Mama,
as we read in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 10 to 12,
Zechariah chapter
9, verse 10 to 12, I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, O prisoners of hope. Even now, I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. Amen.
Amen.
When we look at Psalm 145, verse 5 to 9. Psalm 145, verse 5 to 9. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in mercy. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all. Please, let's rather look at Psalm 149. Psalm 149, verse 5 to 9. Let his faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands. To inflict vengeance is rather Psalm 149, not 45. It's rather Psalm 149, verse 5 to 9. So verse 7. To inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples. To bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron. To carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
If you read Psalm 149,
verse
5 to 9 very well,
he's
talking about one of the assignments of every child of God. He says, let the saints rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands. What do we use a double-edged sword for? Is to fight. We use a double-edged sword to fight. Verse 7 says, to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings, these are
evil and wicked nations and their kings.
We are in for Boni.
To bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his saints. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have been called to do battle. Christianity is warfare. But our warfare is from a victorious end. Because Jesus has already ended the battle for us. But we must enforce our victory each day. Especially because we are living in a fallen world. And we are living in a fallen flesh. So battles will never cease. But we have been given power to overcome battles. Solomon's sacrifice is a battle-free sacrifice.
Solomon for
it's a battle-free anointing. It's a battle-free grace. It does not mean that battles will not come. But when battles come, they immediately die as they come. Battles that you use 1 year to fight, within 3 days they are gone. Battles that will take 10 years to conquer, within 1 week they are gone. The things I am seeing since Sunday, the dream I had last night, and the things God is showing me, I am telling you.
I see Okachro.
Don't let us joke with God. God means business. And these 100 days, major changes have started.
In Sakraye Akasiepa Efiasie.
Changes that will marvel you yourself. Let's take God serious. When there is something you don't understand, tune yourself to the ability of God. Tune yourself to the ability of God. Somebody should write it down. If there is something you don't understand, look, some situation will come. And I tell you that
now, okay,
they will shake you. That is where you should tune into the ability of God. Turn your mind, your energy into the ability of God. What God is able to do. What God has done before. Beloved, do you think that when God told
Abraham
that you will become a great nation at the age of 75, when the wife Sarah has stopped menstruating, when Sarah has stopped producing eggs, do you think it was an easy thing? Abraham hasn't read it in any book before. Do you think when the angel Gabriel went to Mary and said, Mary, you are going to have a child,
Mary said, I'm a virgin.
Mary
said,
I'm a virgin. Do you think it was an easy thing? Do you think when God sent Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones,
bonka numpe a wankoko ewo munu
in a vision
ewo enisuade ho munu
and God asked Ezekiel
na nyame bisa Ezekiel
can these bones live
na sa numpe beti matinasia na
it was an easy thing
how do you say adeketu ana
Ezekiel was very strategic
na oni de ojina ho wo na kwamu yie pa
he didn't want trouble
onpe or how
because in the Old Testament
ewo apamle da munu
God was just giving them one knock. Pa, you are gone.
Pa, now go.
There was no grace in the Old Testament.
Immediately,
you fool small. You are
gone.
So when God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel was quiet.
Now
God was also quiet. Ezekiel was thinking.
Now
if I say no,
I
am a prophet. God
will
say, I didn't believe in him. I may receive the knock. My wife is there. It's not yet time for me to lose my wife. What about if I say yes? And he asked me, so can you say you are in my mind? This God already the man is unpredictable.
He said,
the old man is unpredictable. So
Olumai,
this one, only you
know.
Whether they will live or not.
So
this one. Only you know. If you say they will leave, they will leave. If you say they cannot leave, they cannot leave. And then God told Ezekiel what to say. Listen to me. In order for you to know more of God, and for God to get more of your attention, God will always bring us into situation that we will never understand. He will raise situation that will cause you, the only thing you have is the ability of God to trust him. I am telling you, if you think you understand everything, if you think you understand, today is the 78th day. Today is 16th of September. Write today's date down. And what I'm saying today, that God will bring you to a point where only his ability that will keep you. Because what you are seeing or what you are hearing doesn't make sense. Look at when the Israelites came to the Red Sea. And they were crying. He said to Moses, why are you people crying? Move on. Honestly, I would have been angry. I will get angry. You saw that the rest is here. And then you say we should pass there. When you know the rest is there. And when you get there, you are telling us that move on. Are you not seeing the Red Sea?
I said,
you see, that is why we have limited ourselves. Because we think of God in our mind. We see God the way we think. We don't see God the way he is. Why Like I'm saying, God will bring you to a point where the only thing you have is to trust in His ability. That's why, David had to fight many battles. David never lost one battle. David fought for Solomon to rest. Jesus also fought for us to rest. We must also fight for our children and descendants to also rest. Solomon's sacrifice.
Solomon
or altar. You know, let me tell you the 2 points to build an altar. You build an altar when you are about to start a battle. Build an altar to start a battle.
Si afarumoka na fa fi oko ase
and build an altar when the battle has ended.
Na fa so sensi afarumoka emra oko na ba wiye.
Build an altar
si afarumoka
to start the battle.
Na fi fa fi oko na se
and build an altar.
Na si afarumoka so
when the battle has ended.
Emra oko na ba wiye.
Do you know why you should build an altar to start the battle? So that the altar will overshadow you. So that the altar will fight for you. When we talk about altar, we are not just talking about this physical thing called altar. We are talking about the supernatural activity, the concentration of the power, what takes place, how the angels are moving up and down, like Jacob's ladder. What takes place on that altar is what we are talking about. Altar is a place that draws heaven's attention. The highest focus and concentration of God's power is on the altar. Because the sacrifice on the altar attracts Him. Anytime God sees life on the altar, He leaves everything and gets there. So the altar is a place of intense supernatural and spiritual activities. So when we talk about altar, we are not talking about the physical thing. But it's a realm. Amen.
Amen.
So before every battle, you build an altar to go into the battle for you. Then after the battle, build an altar. To do what? Two things. To maintain the victory. To maintain the victory. And to draw God's heart. What did Noah do?
And then Noah, oh yeah, yeah.
After the flood.
Yeah, you know.
Do you know that Noah built an altar before the flood? But that is already in the Bible. You see it in the book of
Jasha.
Noah built an altar. Before God said, you, your wife, your three sons and their wives, enter
them.
And after the flood, the theology will call it deluge cataclysm.
Now, where ye trust him, I've been for where they are some more group
after the flood.
Now, is you didn't let you know,
you see, it was not just a flood,
and yes, you didn't get
what happened
near AC. You know,
you see, theologians.
In
interpreting the Bible,
so much church,
there are some things that they didn't have the right word.
Now, so
they easily they use words that can be easily understood. They use words that look this water. It was coming.
Never.
And it wasn't flowing.
Now, Anthony,
you know that flood waters flow.
When it says,
they carry things on their way.
Anthony,
but this one,
now where the
as it is falling, it is not removing anything. It is just rising.
Now, sorry, cross road.
Before you realize it is at your neck. Then you climb. You see, that's why the church is at the first floor. So that the day a flood will come, at least we have a place that we can run to. At least when we get there, we can make some calls. We can tell people the situation. We can tell people where our money is. We can tell people our banks. We can tell people who owe us, who they should contact. So and so, so in case I don't come down, so and so.
Please.
But you see, before you realize, on the first floor, the water is rising. It has gotten to your knee. It has come to your waist. It has come to your shoulders. Thank God that we have another floor, offices.
So
you climb again. You climb again. See, that was what happened, no?
When did they see you? I will know address, no.
It wasn't that the water was just flowing like this. One place. Everywhere. It was rising.
Rising.
Covered everything. Including the highest mountains.
Ah, bipa, ewa pass abre numuni na kataso.
And after everything,
ana bivieti so.
After the flood has subsided,
na nini na enomu koko yenu so.
Noah built an altar.
Asensi aforumu kapofro.
And the Bible says that when God smelled the aroma,
na na trani se emranya me eti sani anihua eti no.
He said never again.
Asi NCBU.
Will I destroy the world?
Amen. Say we are saying
with flood waters.
Any insuiri,
beloved.
Anafunum.
We haven't ended yet, oh.
Yenya emeviyeyo.
Today is 78th day.
Eneye da etosu edio song watri.
But people are already getting tired.
Nanso uje se ni niyematina enipambi efiase bredada.
I know we have done well. But remember, Reverend Victor said something.
He said,
if you want an unusual manifestation of God, do an unusual thing. One of our mothers that need to be celebrated is Mama Philomena's mother. This woman, Mama, the one sitting here. She has never missed one day.
There's a on two mother crumpuda.
I've been counting. She hasn't missed one day. She and her daughter.
And then baba no.
And the family.
And
the
busiano.
They haven't missed one.
But on two mother crumpuda.
Look. Reverend Victor said under inspiration that if you want an unusual manifestation of God,
so
unusual thing. I'm telling you,
okay.
Do an unusual thing. Somebody came here some time ago. She was pregnant. She said, Pastor, I need a girl. But so far, they have told me that it's a boy. When I lay hands and I started declaring, I saw a girl. I later when the person delivered, it was a boy. So I started asking. I said, God, I don't like the way you treat me. I told the person, because what I saw, I told the person that, yes, he's a girl. How come that what the medical machine see has come to pass? That was 3 months after the person has delivered. The Lord said to me, what did she come with?
And then or the buy.
She came empty handed.
Or the Nisa Pine buy.
Now, those of you who I dedicate things, I prove at things.
I see, so two never seen your means.
I don't know whether you have observed. They come, I pray. I pray. Not those who come up here. Because it doesn't mean that any time you come here, you should hold something. No. That's what I mean. Especially those who things I dedicate. Come and dedicate. Do you know, after I pray. But the moment the person say, this is my dedication offering. Do you hear what I say? I say, let this offering complete the prayer. Let this offering, please, turn to the person by you and say, we must be spiritual. Let's try to understand spiritual things. I'm telling you. Look, church is spiritual. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. One day I took my wife, we went to dedicate 3 things. Then Gladys was asked, why is it that when this person, only one person gave a dedication offering? Why is it that what you declare on the dedication offering, you didn't declare on the other two? So that's the instruction God gave me. That the offering completes
the dedication. So to Oshia Nyamisa, no.
Do you know the ten lepers that Jesus healed?
Na akwatafo do a Yesu saw me yare no.
And then one went back.
Ano ba kwesa na ti.
What did Jesus tell the person? Eh?
I see in Krono were he. Where are the nine?
And then what word did Jesus use? You are made whole.
I see why you
do you know the meaning of that?
What am I saying today?
That sickness will never come again.
Say,
and any other sickness in your body is gone forever. But the other nine,
now corona cano,
it may come again.
A bit myself, baby.
When I come to that, I won't ask you anything.
So
because free we have received, free we should give. But there is a principle.
There is a,
I won't teach you that principle. There are many things I don't teach you. Because in your human mind, pastors are looking for money. But let me tell you. Do you know? The day the pastor becomes super rich,
And
tells you that don't give offering again. Don't pay tithe again. Your poverty starts. I'm telling you, your poverty starts. Because there is no principle to apply. There is no office to give to. There is no anointing to sow into. That is why God has made it that men of God should live by the congregation. Yes.
And
the day I become super rich, the day I begin to drive a Rolls Royce, and so Pastor is driving the supercar. So because of that,
and I'm saying,
your 20 cities doesn't come again. Your 5 cities doesn't come again. Let us stop the altar. Let us stop offering. Let us stop day bonds. Let us stop everything. You begin to graduate into poverty. Like what an ambassador came here and told me. He said, my people are poor. Because they think I'm rich. I'm the one building the church. So they don't give. I say, you haven't helped them.
I say,
you haven't helped them. That's why he has invited me to come. And speak to his people. And teach them. Listen to me. There are 4 ways. Every time you are giving to a man of God. Number 1. You are giving to him as a person.
What the man said,
because he's a human being. He's your friend. Number
2.
You are giving to the office.
What the man baby oye juma office for.
Number
3.
You are giving to the principal.
What the man and I'm in she say wahunti.
It's a principle.
And she say, yeah.
Number 4. You are given into the anointing that you carry.
And we say one is so man etasunaya. What the man am was running.
So number 1, if you don't like, I may not like you.
Like
2008. When God said I should go and pay my first suit to my senior pastor, I started rebuking that voice.
If
I
say, curse
this voice in Jesus' name.
Anyway,
stop speaking to me. That man who play wicked on me. I should go and give all my salary. The voice of God spoke again. Then the voice of God spoke again.
Say,
I use him to train you. You can't write your history without him. So you see, I didn't like him. As a person. But he's an office.
He's
a principle. These are the way you give to a man of God. You give to him as a friend, as a person. You may not like him.
If
as a person you don't like him, then give to him as an office. Then give to him as a principle, as a law that God has established. Then give to him as an anointing. The anointing he carries. Why do people still go to Papa Adeboye Uma Okpa? Look, when you go to Uma Okpa's house, his backyard, the house is like some acres. his backyard, cars, Rolls Royce, four wheels. So I asked whether are they selling them. He said there was a particular year he announced. This year I don't need a car. I don't need a car from anybody. But you know, people still send cars. And left the key on the car. In the door. So that he will not see who brought it. So you go to church and say, some car, who brought that car? Nobody will respond. Why? Because it is an office.
If you say,
no, it is an office. It is a principle. It is a calling. So that somebody's door will be opened. I don't know why I'm saying these things. Let me tell you, our realm has changed. I said after last Sunday, Solomon's sacrifice. Everybody's realm has changed. Look, everybody's realm has changed. Everybody's realm has changed. Look, your debts will be paid. Those who owe you will pay you. Those who doubt that we are going up there. The day we get up there, they will still be standing down here. They won't feel comfortable. Because they are looking at natural things. We want to pray that Solomon's sacrifice,
say Solomon for a bono,
Solomon's sacrifice to sow into the battle free anointing.
Say ubediego okua and was rebe yokwe fuo emuno
and to maintain it.
Now okwasamanatina ho.
We have done it.
Yeah, yeah.
David fought for Solomon to have rest.
David kuye senebea Solomon.
Jesus fought for us to have rest.
Jesus kuye sene yesebe homi.
We must also fight for our children to have rest.
Ese yesuye kuma yemabenya homi.
And please, prayer goes with direction.
Na empire wohu ene akwa nchire ne nam.
Prayer goes with instruction.
Ene niyebe chere se yefa hom.
As we are praying,
say about pay.
Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Like I said, this person was pregnant and wanted a baby girl.
Now
went to hospital. And they saw that it was a boy.
Hey,
pastor, if God can change this baby into a girl. Some years ago. Immediately I lay hands, I saw a girl.
I
said, who say your baby is a boy?
I say,
I see a girl.
I see me who Oba Womo.
Do you know that God can do it?
When you say I see
and I prayed. But after the prayer, when the baby was born, the baby was a boy. And I got angry at God. I said, why do you show me a girl and then it's a boy? I've told her that it's a girl.
I don't
like this thing. When people think I'm a liar, no, God, I don't like it. Then God
said,
yes.
And then
I
say,
I show you that I can change the baby into a girl.
But my son will find a boy or ba.
But what did she bring?
Now then, all the boy.
What is a sacrifice?
And then, in a foreign body,
to seal What is the sacrifice to seal? The declaration you have made.
In some kind of work, no.
Look,
I see here.
These prophets who collect money from they are right. Oh.
Now, I see commission for and channel.
They are right.
Oh.
Only that they are doing it too much.
Now,
only that some of them. They have turned it as a business. But let me tell you, they are right. Some of us are very shy. We don't want people to think that we like money. But they are right.
And so,
prophets, you go and say, come and sow a seed.
So, come say, look,
they are right. They are right. Only that some of them, they are using it as a means. That is why they are wrong. That's why they are wrong. You have a serious challenge, a serious this thing.
Oh, I can't see me more than
pray for me.
Bumpay,
so, so and so.
Say.
Then the pastor will pray of the man. Anoint you and pray.
Say amen.
Man of God.
Amen.
Thank you.
That's it.
God bless you for
praying.
You are gone.
Now,
the prayer is not complete. You didn't complete the cycle.
When we need you, then I say, you
must seal it.
And say, also, I know.
We want to pray tonight. We have offered Solomon sacrifice.
Solomon for a war.
Today, somebody sent Solomon sacrifice from Côte d'Ivoire.
Obedi need if you Côte d'Ivoire by
about 4,000 something.
Then, people nine here,
which I'll go to Western Union and collect. Yepesni. Maybe he's
a person.
Yes, some of them they don't like me to mention. This thing is serious.
Say, my father. My father.
Enough is enough.
Enough of battles is enough.
My father. Enough is enough. Enough of these battles. Declare. Enough is enough. Let the battles end.
rejected Solomon's sacrifice. By Solomon's sacrifice, let my battles end. Let my battles end. As I clap my hands, by Solomon's sacrifice, with the blood of Jesus Christ, let my battles end. Let my battles end. Let my battles end. Let my battles end. Let my battles end.
Let my battles end. Let my battles end. Let my battles end. Let my battles end. Let my battles end.
Shut the kata kata. Yes. Let the battles end. Let the battles end. Let Solomon sacrifice. Let Solomon offer. End my battles. End my battles. End my battles. End my battles.
End my battles. Let Solomon sacrifice. Let Solomon sacrifice.
Let Solomon sacrifice.
My father's battle will no longer be my battle.
The battle for my father's house.
In my mother's house.
In my mother's house.
I disconnect. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Look, church,
as I will,
God is taking us to higher realms.
I'm
telling you, God is marking us. Look, in my clan, my grandfather was the first to sit in aeroplane. The whole clan after him. I don't know what happened. Nobody. Nobody. The whole clan. When you go, after 3 months you die. 3 weeks you die. Or 3 days you die. I have said something like that here before, some years ago, that there was somebody in the family, they don't travel when you. Have you heard me say that thing before? It is me. Some of the things, when I say them, I say somebody is me. Do you know that 96? When I went to Singapore.
Of course, Singapore, no.
My dead body should have arrived.
And I said, Nini Funu and Edibabe do.
I was on the 18th floor.
No,
Rec International Hotel. They have been advertising on BBC, CNN. You see, Rec.
What about BBC?
Rec International Hotel.
It's a 5-star hotel. I was on the 18th floor.
Now the actors would do one thing.
After staying there for 1 week,
in the
night,
Nanajo,
I was in the room with a man called Isaac Umelu.
Now our neighbor, baby, friend Isaac Umelu, he
was the African director of Unilever.
Ah, I have been
the whole African director
that Unilever. No,
it is big men who attend that place. The vice president of Philippines, Victor Felicia, was my mate.
Now, Victor Felicia, so
he was the vice president of Philippines.
He's
called Victor Felicia. He was my mate.
The
speaker of parliament of Uganda, Timothy Luanga, he was my
mate.
People, they attend that. After 1 week,
now to be a question,
at a certain part of the night,
and I do move from me.
Somebody will tap me.
No, be in the sabo bono.
He say, get up and go to the balcony.
Sorry, now come with you.
Then I will go.
No, my call.
The room is sat at. It's a big room, like from here to that place.
Two and beds, then we'll super.
At your corner, you have your fridge.
Oh,
you have your telephone.
Ubi
also has it.
Ubi also need here.
Then I'll open the balcony.
No, we'll be upon
and go and stand there.
No, we'll
then I'll hear like somebody standing by me.
I should be there. Instead, I'm in the
jump.
I see you hurry.
Jump.
Hurry.
Jump.
Hurry.
Then I will try to lean on the wall and stand on the rail.
Now, my bum was a major first of the channel, major. I didn't know why in the cinema, maybe hurry.
Then something cold will follow me.
Now, I didn't know you'd be at home. So,
oh, I believe the Holy Spirit.
I didn't say I was going
to come into myself.
Now, I didn't know
my bum was
in my cinema.
I said, what is this?
I said, oh, that's the end.
Then I'll go inside and sleep.
When
I look at the time,
we have Brina.
It's about 12:30.
Now I said, do me any fun? There's some do me any fun.
The second day,
and that was me, you know.
As for the second day,
that was me,
you nearly jump.
A kaki to every day coming here.
The third day,
and that was me, son.
Then I heard a voice,
and I met here, and he said,
so what you are going to do to yourself now? What will happen to Gladys and Enoch?
And then about to Oba Gladys.
When the other Enoch students arrive and you didn't arrive with them. Then I came into myself. And I started speaking in tongues. When I entered the room,
we read anymore.
Isaac Umelu just called me.
And Isaac Umelu from me.
Say Boja.
I say Boja.
Put on the light.
So light. So
when I put on the light, he was kneeling down.
Now we go to
you. Do you know what he told me?
Only
what
he said.
Since 3 days.
I see everything I'm saying here.
Any time you wake up,
I will be sorry now.
The Holy Spirit say, wake up and pray for him.
Uncle go say sorry now, one pay man.
So when you go outside there,
into what about
I also kneel down.
Now we go to you.
So when he said, put on the light.
And doctor says,
and I saw him kneeling.
Now he
got up.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
He embraced me.
And
he told me.
And I catch him say,
God said,
let me see.
You have escaped death.
When he owomo.
He put his hand in the pocket.
And in essential you go to
Kuomo. That was hanging somewhere in the trouser.
He
removed $100.
$100
and so into my life.
I know dear go my brother.
But that day, do you know what happened? When I was standing on the rail, before the voice came, I saw a bed. A huge bed.
Flying
and coming towards me. And as it got to like the door there,
I said, well, do open a bed.
Then I said, in Jesus' name.
And I'm going to say, our yes, we need more.
The bed fell.
And
scattered on the floor.
At that
place, when you see articulator,
oh, articulator, it
looks like a chop box.
Now,
that morning, 6 a.m. news. It was announced that the high priest of Sri Mariama Hindu Temple.
Naye osopehi owo sirimahia na ni demono
died at 1 a.m.
Owudo anaje dogro
died at 1 a.m.
Ahomachi dogro no wi.
That was the exact time I commanded the bird.
Na sada no sabre bebe na me she anomano so.
When I arrived in Ghana,
one
of my uncle who never knew in the village that
happened.
He called somebody.
Afrobi.
That have I arrived?
Oh, na wabedua na.
Did I arrive safely?
Na medua sumjeswa na.
Later in the course of time,
na echi umrimuno.
I heard that.
Metese.
Some four witches from this church.
Abe ye na efiasa fuimo.
You know when I came. Somebody's wife.
Obi yiri.
The husband is here right now.
Nukru has is here.
The wife is dead.
Ni
she came to me.
Aba mentain.
And said to me.
Nokata mse.
That four people.
Nipa nai.
When you were traveling.
Otu kwa eno.
Went to the airport.
Amo kwa eno. Enyina ewimse jina biyaho.
To fight the immigration people.
So ni. Onga ema kwa ewimse.
That why did they allow you to travel?
Say, I don't know how come I'm also going.
Five women, say four women in the church.
A man now was a for them all.
So I asked, were you part?
Now, okay, I'll be a now.
She didn't answer me. Four witches from this church. Combined with four witches in my hometown. And had a meeting with the high priest of the Hindu temple.
And I'm on a Hindu as well as I know of the
many of strike me dead.
So I'm a woman, I'm a woo.
But you know,
now soon him,
all those four women in the church, they are dead now.
Sir, a man, I need another one.
They are dead. None of them is alive.
Obey no Tessie.
None of them is alive.
Obey no Tessie.
All the four witches, my hope that they are dead.
And before, and then
I'm going to the Mariama temple, dead. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Whoever has team up.
Whoever has team up.
Whoever has been up. With my enemies to finish me. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Finish yourself. Finish yourself. Finish yourself. Finish.
Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves.
Let them finish themselves.
Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves.
Let them finish themselves.
Let them finish themselves.
Let them finish themselves.
Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them pray themselves. Let them pray themselves.
Let them pray themselves.
Let them pray themselves.
Yes, so God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let them pray themselves. Let them pray themselves. Yes, so God. Maka yaba. Yes, yaba yaba. Without the yaba yaba yaba. We have a saka yaba. Eka do yaba yaba yaba. Without the yaba. Yes, yaba yaba yaba. Whoever has whoever has gathered, whoever has been, yes, so go with my enemy. With my enemies,
let them finish themselves.
Let them finish themselves. With the enemy for my father's house. Enemies for my father's house.
Yes.
Enemies in the church. Enemies in my neighborhood. Enemies at my workplace. To finish me.
To finish me.
To finish me.
To finish me.
To finish me. As I clap my
hand.
My Holy Ghost fire.
Let them finish themselves.
Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves.
Let them finish themselves.
Let them finish themselves.
Let them finish themselves.
Makayaba debadaba. Let them finish themselves. Yes, Makayaba. Whoever has seen my house. Yes, so go. With my family. With my enemies. So go. With my enemies. To finish me. To finish me. From my father's house. From my mother's house. From the environment. From the church. From my office. At the marketplace. My business partner. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves. For my workplace, that have deep out to finish me. Let them finish themselves. My
Holy Ghost fire.
Let them finish themselves. 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 Let them finish themselves.
Let them finish themselves. Let them finish themselves.
Yes, so go. Shut the
Let them finish themselves.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Any battle.
Any battle.
Connected to my breakthrough.
Connected to my breakthrough.
Connected to the door you have opened for me.
Connected to the door you have opened for me.
Connected to the blessing you have released.
Connected to the blessing you have released.
Connected to the breaker angel.
Connected to the breaker angel.
Connected to the delivery angel.
Connected to the delivery angel.
That you have released.
That you have released.
To deliver.
To deliver
unto me,
unto me,
my testimony,
my testimony,
my dream,
my dream,
my testimony,
my testimony,
my dream,
my dream,
my expectation,
my expectation.
Any battle,
any battle,
connect them,
connect them
to my breakthrough,
to my breakthrough,
to the door you have opened for me,
the door you have opened for me.
To my breaker angel.
To my breaker angel.
To my delivery angel.
To my delivery angel.
That you have sent.
That you have sent.
To deliver.
To deliver.
My blessings.
My blessings.
To deliver.
To deliver.
My testimony.
My testimony.
To deliver.
To deliver.
My opportunities.
My opportunities.
In the battle.
In the battle.
In the witch.
In the witch.
In the wizard.
In the wizard.
Connected to them.
Connected to them.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands,
let them catch fire. Let them catch fire and be destroyed. 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 Be destroyed by fire.
Be destroyed by fire.
Be destroyed by fire.
Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire.
Say, my father, my father,
my father, my father,
any battle in my life. That you have not approved. That you have not approved for me. That you have not approved for me. But the enemy has projected.
Any
battle I'm fighting. In any aspect of my life. That you have not approved. But the enemy has projected. As I clap my hands. Let that battle die. Let the battle die.
I'll put it.
Amen.
Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
I welcome. Battle free anointing. I welcome into my life.
Thank
the Lord right now for the answered prayer.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Please be seated for a second. Give me Genesis chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. Genesis 12, 7 and 8. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offering, I'll give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Verse 8. From there he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Give me Judges chapter 6. I want to teach you something. We are supposed to go an extra mile today, but we will not go. We are supposed to go up to 8:30. But we are ending here. I want to say something. Judges chapter 6.
Atemo huma etinsia.
From verse 22 to
24.
22 to 24. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, alas, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. But the Lord said to him, peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it the Lord is peace. To this day, it stands in Ophrah of the Abiezerites. Do you know what? I want to say two things to you.
How can I send you naturally?
There are things I don't teach you.
I see them maybe on naturally.
Like what? I was just telling you about the pregnant woman who wanted a baby girl, and then that thing I've told you. If it were to be another person, go and bring the seed.
And can you be full from baby bra?
And the person hasn't done wrong at
all. But
I, the Laliboja, don't do that.
No, no.
God uses us by our temperaments. The way we are is the way he uses us. So the weakness of your past temperaments also go against
you.
I am somebody in my family by nature, we don't ask. When was the last time I asked anybody in this church money or anything?
I see that bending that extra one, Obisa Obibibi, ASK na Bibia. That bend
over 20 something years now.
But prophecy, Edionu,
who have I asked something?
My crown Obisa na Bibi.
It is not that I don't have need to.
And also in terms of Oniye Hiadio,
but it is my family nature. We don't ask.
Obusia ni su Obisa.
We will die in it.
Yes, sir.
So because of that nature, there are some things that I won't like. I come to dedicate, I say, where is your dedication offering? I won't do it. Some prophet to say,
what is
it's not wrong. It's not wrong at all.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
So
as for my pastor,
oh, my son,
he doesn't talk about money things. That is where the enemy has got you. You see, anytime you receive a revelation, a powerful dream,
and I said, Daya,
a glorious dream,
and your name said that you be
come and build an altar. This thing that you people do here. Whenever a message is going something, somebody will come and drop something.
Something
touches you, come. You don't know what it is. If you know what it is, in the realms of the spirit, if you know the way God gets there, when you receive a word, you are sowing into that word,
angels
are jumping.
He has received it.
Oh, Aje.
They have received it.
Omusaka.
That was what Gideon did.
And when I Gideon, oh yeah, yeah.
That was what Abraham did.
And Abraham says, oh yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, Sundays when I'm coming to church,
I have
a basic offering.
Oh, for it be Oma.
That I give.
Ah, Oma.
I calculate 22.
Times
12.
That
is my basic offering.
And only ne afaria oma eda hoda.
So next year it will be 23 times 12.
I started this thing
2008.
Ofiade we are simply me no ne
for 2008 I was doing it. I was doing it 8 times 12.
8 times 12. 8 times 12.
Now,
Sabri,
2024. It will be 24 times
12.
Fine. So this year, it is 22 times
12.
That's the basic.
Then
after that,
any
powerful dream I
have, I
set an amount aside.
Now,
anywhere God speaks to me,
I set
an offering
aside.
Anytime I am reading the Bible,
okay, come, just
and the word jumps out, I shout, praise God, I receive this revelation. I tell God, I owe you an offering. So Sunday, when I'm coming to give my offering, let me just give, God forgive me, I'm teaching them. Paul said, what you have learned of me, teach others.
Now Paul can say, "Ne we send him in general to
do you know my offering last Sunday?
When man afford you, can say that to me.
525 cedis.
Cedi ahanum edionum enum edionum enum.
Sometimes my offering is 700.
Now throw me a high song. Now afford you go on.
Sometimes 1,000.
Ebu okwa apim cedi apim now afford you go on.
But it has never gone below 22 times 12. Calculate it.
Now, enko
it has never gone below
from
22
times 12.
If tomorrow I'm riding a Rolls Royce,
now so China also put a sayer.
Open your mouth.
Ni din di Rolls Royce.
You see what God will slap you.
Obo se nyaya sofu na babo asu. Nyami na babo asu. Ebisa uhuni na ukano uhuni ukra.
Because you don't know the covenant in which the person is.
Unim apama oni akuna wamu.
Because where I'm coming from.
Baby, I know some of you, no.
Look, excuse me, I need to do some foolish things.
And they say, oh yeah, ni aman kwa siyebo.
God to have mercy on me.
Aman yamia huni mabo.
Look, if you want God to change something in your life,
so person yamia sisa bibu abra boma.
You must do some unusual things.
And so yini maybe a one time ye bida.
Poverty doesn't leave the man. You must leave it. By force. Sometimes I offer it, I have to write a check. If I don't
check,
sometimes I have to take a loan. Yes. My offering.
And for you.
Don't just come to church and put your hand in your pocket.
And
train your fingers.
And
it will be there in your pocket. That is. You have trained your fingers. Your finger can locate 5 cedis. It will bypass the 200, 100, 50, 20, 10. Your finger is so magnetic that when it touches 5, yes, then 5
comes out.
Decide. Let your offering be covenant. Every Sunday I'll give 5 cedis.
Oh, question if you remember CD or no.
God will mark it for you.
Yes. Amen. The
weekdays. As for weekdays. Your Sundays.
Now question that dear.
I am look, do you know something?
Only BB.
Look. There is no longer poverty in this church.
Oh,
I said there is no longer poverty in this church. Look,
The battle of poverty has come to an end.
Amen.
The battle of scarcity has come to an end.
Amen.
I know the things God is telling me.
And
the dreams God is giving me.
That
is why I'm saying these things. Nobody in this church
will
remain here without a child.
Nobody
in this church
will
remain here unmarried. Nobody in this church
will
remain here
unhealed.
Nobody in this church will remain here poor again. Say, I deliver myself.
I deliver myself
from poverty. From scarcity. Help me, Lord. In Jesus'
mighty
name.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.